All right, Flush the Format Friday, Y94, the number one hit music station. Good morning. This is the Playhouse in the Morning. So we've been so excited about this all week long, and thank you for everybody that voted. Thank you to everybody that voted, because we got so many votes, it was just ridiculous. But we've been doing something called Valentine's Day, or Valentine's at First Sight, because we've been wanting to get into the matchmaking game for a while now. And so basically what we did is we had you submit photos, a little bit about you, and we paired up, Mandy, paired up a couple of couples. That you voted on at Y94.com. By the way, Casey and John, the winning couple.
Yeah, congratulations.
By a landslide, by the way. So wanted to connect with them, just kind of see, you know, get an idea for their personality, because they're going on blind date this Sunday on Valentine's Day from Y94 in Chanticee's, wink, wink, and Rustica. I mean, we just want to hear all about, you know, who they are, what they like, if they're excited, if they've been on blind dates before.
Right.
And then, I guess, you know, confirm that we can talk to them on Monday and see how the date went. Boy, we got a lot of updates to do on Monday.
Yes, we do.
It's a to-be-continued week on the Playhouse. All right, I want to make sure I got the right people on the line here. So, Casey, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. And, John, you can hear us, too?
Correct.
All right. Oh, my God. That's the first time you're hearing each other's voices. So, here's the deal. You guys have won Valentine's at First Sight.
All right.
On Sunday, you're going on an all-expense-paid Valentine's blind date to Rustica. Now, I just want to double-check, because we paired you up. The Playhouse family voted you in. You two don't know each other. You've never met.
Yeah, correct. Never met her.
Perfect. Well, I'll start with you here, Cassie. Did you look at the website and get a look at this picture?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You like what you see?
Yeah, I guess.
Did you or did you not try to then stalk him on Facebook?
Oh, I did.
I love the honesty. Thank you.
All right. And John, I assume you did all of the same.
I actually did not. No, I wanted to leave it a surprise.
A completely blind date.
Look at that gentleman.
All right. So are either of you nervous or?
A little. Not too much. Though.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'd say a little bit.
Now, John, are you a blind date guy? You do many of these before?
Nope. Never done one.
Cassie, blind date girl?
I have a couple times, yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Well, I applied for this one, so obviously not very well.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing.
Well, you guys are in. You're going on the date. I think Mandy may spy on you just to, you know, make sure things are going okay, but she won't interact with you. She's just going to stare from the distance.
Okay. Zero, you're not supposed to tell them that.
Oh, yeah, never mind. She's not coming. And so then we're hoping that we can connect. Can we call you each on Monday and see how it went?
Yeah.
Even if it went badly.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll tell you what, I think we'll call you separately so you guys you can be more honest.
Okay.
And we're comfortable.
So some ground rules. You guys have to meet each other there. You have to drive separately, okay?
Okay.
And we would prefer that you leave separately too, and you leave anything... like for the future, because I don't want to be tied to that. If you guys keep dating, that's one thing, but you should leave together. And if you don't tell us. Separate.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
No pressure.
Well, we'll let you guys go, but happy Valentine's Day. Can't wait to hear from you on Monday, okay?
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I can't wait. I'm really excited. Now, for years, people have been kind of saying, hey, are you guys ever going to get into the matchmaking game? Because we have how many people with relationships end on the show?
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh my God, that sounds like the perfect person for me. I'm so sorry that she got screwed over by that guy or he got screwed over by that girl. Can I get their number? You guys should do like a matchmaking segment for these people. This is like the beta test. If this goes well, we're going to be making love connections all over Fargo-Moorhead. We will be the Cupids of the Valley. And let me tell you, I'm already wearing a diaper.
Get the water started. Shower time. Let's go.
The Morning Playhouse.
Wake up. Y94.